WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tomorrow night, NBC premieres a new series called Sleepwalkers, the new entry in what the network calls its Saturday night trilogy lineup. TV critic David Bianculli takes a look at the show and at the entire fall season and doesn't find many thrills at all.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't waste my time or yours talking about a show like Sleepwalkers. The premise is good. It's about a bunch of scientists and psychologists who find a way to enter and interpret people's dreams and nightmares. But the two episodes I've seen aren't that good. The visuals are strong, but the scripts are weak. And since on radio, you don't get the visuals, this is the impression you're left with.
They told me I only have a few weeks left. My own body's trying to kill me. Nobody can tell me why.
Michael Engelberg from the VA called me about you a month ago.
I gotta be honest with you, I don't have a clue as to what any of this has to do with my dreams.
Well, dreams can manifest themselves in the waking world as tangible physiological signs and symptoms. Now, we've seen cases where they've caused blindness, even paralysis.
So you're saying my dreams are killing me?
It's possible.
The only reason I'm spending time talking about Sleepwalkers is because of what it represents. As a new TV series, it's like a lot of other premiere shows this year. It's the kind of show that's a lot easier for a network to promote than for a viewer to watch. For example, NBC's promotions for Jenny were clever. The Jenny McCarthy sitcom itself was the polar opposite of clever. The other thing Sleepwalkers represents, besides its lack of excellence, is the final new card in this year's fall season deck. Sleepwalkers is the 37th and last new show to premiere as part of the network's fall 1997 schedule, a schedule that began rolling out back in August with a UPN sitcom called Good News. That three-month rollout doesn't help the networks generate any real momentum. In fact, by the time the last of the new fall series shows up tonight, five others already have been yanked from the schedules. UPN's Head Over Heels, NBC's Built to Last, and ABC's Time Cop are dead and gone, while NBC's The Tony Danza Show and Fox's 413 Hope Street are suspended and on hiatus. And this is in a year when the networks, by and large, are exhibiting more patience than usual. It used to be that all the fall shows would premiere head-to-head in an actual fall premiere week, the same time Detroit would advertise its latest model cars on TV. There was a lot of anticipation about new cars and new TV shows in the 60s. But in the 90s, Detroit isn't the only game in town, and neither are the broadcast networks. Both have had their market dominance eroded over the years by outside interlopers. In the case of TV, the culprits are first-run syndication, and especially cable. And the networks don't help the status quo either by making shows that just aren't that exciting or even that popular. If you take away NBC's must-see Thursday time slot hits, the awful Union Square and the funny Veronica's Closet, you're left with only two new series this year that have won their time slots more than once: ABC's Dharma and Greg, and incredibly, the same network's terrible Teen Angel. And out of the 36 shows to premiere so far, only one has generated a lot of well-deserved conversational buzz: Ally McBeal on Fox, which hasn't done better than fourth place in its time slot since its premiere. But for my money, Ally McBeal is the only new fall series that you ought to be watching every week. And even in Las Vegas, one in 37 are pretty miserable odds.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.